Hi, this is Jim Fried, and we're here today live at the CCIM conference in Austin. We're here with Sonny Sharma. Sonny's a broker up in Toronto. Sonny, so you're a CCIM?
Yes, I am.
What made you get your CCIM?
It's one of the best designations to have to be to practice formal real estate, commercial real estate, that is.
So what made you form that opinion?
Peer group around me, I've been seeing other individuals with the same designation, and their level of knowledge is much higher than the average realtor.
How about the level of profitability?
Make a lot more, yeah, by being able to leverage amongst the CCIM group and having properties that are not even listed throughout the world at our disposal.
So, what did you do before you did commercial real estate as a CCIM?
I worked for a large telecom company in Toronto as a manager and a trainer for many years, and then I've spent the last 24 years in real estate.
Wow. So, what's your focus in real estate?
Well, my focus is industrial buildings and low-rise apartments and high-rise apartments, yeah.
Wow, I think industrial is the place to be. They tell me industrial is the new retail. What are you seeing?
Oh, especially the large industrial buildings that are now being revitalized and converted to different uses and being chopped up into different components. So, yeah.
What do you think about the need for more and more high-cube industrial space as the super post-Panamax things come through and Amazon needs to deliver more space? It sounds to me like you're well positioned to hit it out of the park.
Most definitely. We're starting to see a big drive towards occupying large industrial space and being able to convert them to other uses or using them for what they were built for.
So then you focus on industrial, also multifamily. Seems to me like they're counter-cyclical, so you got a really good business plan.
Yes, most definitely.
Now, let's say I'm a client and I'd like to go and lease or buy some high-cube industrial space. What would you suggest would be my first step?
The first step is for us to sit down and have a consultation and for me to figure out what your true needs are and where and present you with alternatives after that.
Now, have you done big deals, small deals? What's your focus in your variety of sizes and stuff that you do?
Sky's the limits, but, you know, $10, $20 million deals are quite prominent nowadays.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Now, you also do multifamily. What are you seeing as far as the demand for multifamily in Canadian markets? I know it's white hot in Florida and other parts of the country.
Oh, our cap rate is quite low on the multifamily and the hotel business, too. We're finding a lot of foreign investors that are coming to our country and buying real estate. Our country is on sale, seeing that our dollar is 30% less.
Well, it seems to me that then there are good opportunities up in the Canadian market. If people want to get more information on you and your services, how do they find you?
Well, you can log on to my website at sonnysharma.com, or you may be able to call me directly on my cell phone number at 416-566-2850.
Hey, Sonny, I really do appreciate you taking time out to sit with us today. I look forward to working with you, and I already know who my contact for Toronto Industrial is.
Likewise, I actually appreciate the opportunity for me to share the value that CCIM can bring to the table across the nation.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What we've seen here with the CCIMs today is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm looking at the leadership, and it looks to me like the CCIMs are well positioned for success well into the future. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, Sonny.
Thank you, and here's to helping our client base.
God bless.
Thank you.
Viva Toronto.